You're watching Press TV's Top 5. We're coming to you live from our headquarters in Tehran. I'm Kenny Swatima. May thanks for joining us this hour. Now, France says it remains fully committed to the nuclear deal between Iran and the P5 plus one group of countries and wants it to be strictly implemented. The French Foreign Ministry said France will continue to talk about Iran's nuclear program with other European countries and the U.S. It also said Paris is concerned about Iran's ballistic missile program and its activities in the region, including its alleged military support for the Ansar Allah fighters in Yemen. The U.S. has been pushing European governments to back its demand for changes to the nuclear deal so that it includes references to Iran's missile activities. Tehran says the deal is final and should be implemented as it is. Tehran also rejects any negotiations on its missile program, which it says is purely defensive. Joining us via Skype from Irvine is Pai Ian. He's an independent economic and political researcher. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Ian. Now, what do you make of this stance by France over here, where it's calling for a full commitment to the JCPOA, but at the same time talking about a dialogue over Iran's missile program and its role within the region?
Well, I think it's more of the same as far as France taking from the U.S. playbook. The JCPOA issues that are constantly brought up by the West with Iran are red herrings. It's not the the issue at hand. The U.S., the U.K., France, Israel, and Saudi Arabia ultimately want Iran to back off of helping Yemen maintain its independence and sovereignty. They also want to they ultimately want Yemen's oil and other natural resources, just like they want it all from Syria, Iraq, and Iran herself, ultimately. Of course, they cannot admit all of this, so they continue with the lies involving Iran's weapon systems or supposed weapon systems, claiming that these weapons are for offensive purposes. Meanwhile, Iran hasn't attacked a nation militarily in centuries. It should be noted that Emmanuel Macron worked for Rothschild Bank in Paris, hence is easily becoming president of France. The Rothschilds have a key ownership stake in Genie Energy, which illegally sources oil out of the illegally occupied Golan Heights. Said banking dynasties spread out ownership interests and legacy trusts measure into the trillions of dollars, with significant stakes in leading banks such as Goldman Sachs, HSBC, Barclays, Standard Chartered, and central banks such as the U.S. Federal Reserve itself. They want to inevitably run Iran's central bank as well, let alone those of Syria and Yemen, and have appropriation rights over any and all oil, natural gas, and other mineral and natural rights for all three nations.
Right. So then, Mr. Ian, where does this leave the future of the JCPOA, specifically when we're seeing this convoluting of the Iran nuclear program and deal with its ballistic missile program, as well as with geopolitical and strategic interests of the U.S.?
I mean, Washington and now France, presumably other state parties, will constantly probe or attempt to probe Iran with regard to the JCPOA in order to, quote-unquote, draw first blood, if you will. They're trying to instigate some sort of anger or impatient response out of Iran, for Iran to get out of the JCPOA first or to tear up the agreement. Iran is much more patient and evolved and mature and is not giving into these clear propagandistic and black diplomatic means of trying to get Iran to tear up what it has very brilliantly stuck to the letter and not violated whatsoever. But they have nothing else, no other arrows in their quiver. And hence, they constantly go back to JCPOA issues, claiming that Iran has weaponry that it will threaten its neighbors with. It is a testament to the diplomatic and outright geostrategic poverty of those that are calling upon JCPOA issues to try and alienate Iran on the world stage.
All right, let's leave it there for now. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. That's independent economic and political researcher Pai Ian joining us via Skype from Irvine. Mr. Ian, it's always great having you with us here on Press TV.